3. Welcome to the Insta Bible Cast. This the cast is brought to you by Insta Bible, May 20th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels where Insta Bible Cast is at. If you go on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. We're also on via Twitter. Please follow us on Twitter and like us on the Facebook page, Insta Bible app. This is our second episode of the day of Coronavirus Week, and we have Eric Olson, not a stranger to the Insta Bible Cast. Actually, before the Insta Bible Cast happened, it was called the Devo Cast. Now we rebranded it for the Insta Bible Cast. Eric, welcome back.
Welcome. It's good to be back to the newly renamed Insta Bible Cast. I like the name. I like the app. I download the app, and I encourage you all out there to do the same.
Yes, and the verse of the day on the Insta Bible app, if you download it, is from 1 Peter 2:2-3. Just like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Well, it's been a long week, Eric. Obviously, a long month, which is we're kind of in the halfway, a little bit after halfway. How you been, and what has the Lord been telling you?
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I think some of the things the Lord's been telling me is and showing me is, you know, for me personally, my situation. But then I think other things that I want to share here are, you know, what he's sharing with me is relevant, and I'm sure he's speaking to all those who are listening. Anybody that has been affected by this coronavirus, and more accurately, the response, I don't know if I'd say panic. I think in some cases some people have panicked, but the people are being affected in general by the response to the coronavirus, more so than the virus itself, it seems. You know, it's shut down so much commerce. I mean, flights have been and conferences have been canceled. Restaurants are going out of business, and you know the list goes on. And so, my life personally, you know, we have children and we have a routine. Their schools are shut down. We take them. We're members at the YMCA, and there's three different really good quality YMCAs in the Treasure Valley area here that we go to in the Boise, Idaho area. They're all shut down until further notice, at least till the end of March, but probably further than that. So the public libraries that we go to are all shut down. So the church we go to has, you know, honored the request of the government. You know, they made it stricter to say, you know, they don't want people groups more than 10. At one point it was 250. Then they like the next day or so, then they said, no groups bigger than 50. And then most recently they said no groups more than 10. So our church now, we go to the Vineyard Boise Church, and it's a great church, and it's a larger church in terms of membership. So usually on a normal Sunday service, you probably have almost 1,000 people gathered. I'm assuming it fluctuates, but so now for the time being, they're just having everybody stay at home and just doing services, streaming them digitally. And so it's disrupted almost every area of the routines of our lives. And so that's where we're at. But, you know, as Romans 8:28 says, God works out all things for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So, you know, taking every situation, as I like to say, this is a catchphrase I believe the Lord gave me a number of years back. I posted it and I saw it, you know, how Facebook will show us our memories of, you know, past posts and stuff. And so it came back just 2 days ago, I think it was. It was on March 18th. It said, and I shared it because it said, this is what you posted 4 years ago. Do you want to share it? And I was like, yes. So I gave this statement 4 years ago. It's just as relevant, if not more so, today in light of the circumstance of the coronavirus and how it's affecting people, that I encourage you to bring Jesus into the equation of your situation. So simple statement, but it's so true, and it lines up with so many scriptures. And I believe that if we do that, if we fix our eyes on Jesus, as Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 exhorts us to do, then the Lord will remove any fear. We as followers of Christ, and if we're led by the Holy Spirit, I can assure you of this, based on Scripture and based on my own experiences in my journey with the Lord never leads us into panic. The Lord never leads us to panic. In fact, quite to the contrary, the Lord, when we go to Him in the midst of a crisis or an emergency, He gives us what the Bible describes as a peace that surpasses our understanding. It's supernatural. It's from the Lord. It's the peace of heaven. You can read that in Philippians 4:7, and then in the Old Testament, Isaiah prophesies it. The Lord says in Isaiah 26:3, the Lord says, I will keep in perfect peace, shalom, shalom, those whose minds are stayed on me, those whose minds are fixed on me. See, what we focus on, we empower over us. Now, God, of course, is sovereign. He is in authority. You know, he sees all, he knows all, but we have decisions. And so what we focus on, what we fix our eyes on, we give authority over our own mind. So if you focus on fear, then, you know, fear starts to motivate you. But God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So it's so important in these times. And this is where our witness of the reality and the power of our faith shines bright, right? The light shines brightest in the darkness, right? So when things are getting dark, when men's hearts are failing them because of fear, and, you know, there's an increase of wickedness, you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. So we, as followers of Christ, we need to acknowledge Him, focus on Him, and point other people to do the same. The Lord is a strong tower. He's a refuge at all times, and especially times of crisis. In my journey, I've went through a number of different trials and different types of things, and the Lord has never failed me. I've failed the Lord from time to time, but the Lord never leaves me or forsakes me. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And for me, in these disruptions of our normal daily lives, as Santiago read the Insta Bible verse in 1 Peter there, 2:1-3, about, you know, crave the spiritual milk, right, of the Lord. Amen. And to see afresh that the Lord is good. I love that that brings to mind the famous great Psalm 34:8 that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And we can always taste afresh that the Lord is good. We can taste different flavors of the Lord, if you will, in different circumstances, right? Daily bread. And the Lord is so good. And then as we mature from newborn babies, just being able to only handle milk, then we can mature and where we can handle the meat of the word and the meat of the Lord's revelation, you know, deeper things of God, going from, you know, milk to maybe vegetables. And then we get up into the steaks and the filet mignons and all those things, spiritually speaking, right? So this is an opportunity in the midst of, you know, the economy is going downward right now. It was going at the highest it had been, and look how quickly things can change. And so the scripture I want to read here with the time we have left, you know, we sharing just spontaneously, but what was on my heart as I prayed about what the Lord would have me to share on this Insta Bible podcast here, in light of the coronavirus and the response that people are being kind of, you know, fear can spread like a virus too, right? And I think that's the kind of the tragic irony, that I think there's going to be a lot more suffering from the panicked responses of people than the virus itself, you know. So I guess it's indirectly caused by the virus, but it's how we respond to things is so important. We have the ability to respond either positively or negatively. We can go to the Lord, or we can do stuff, you know, irrationally. So this is the passage in Hebrews 12, and it begins. Hebrews 12 begins about saying, you know, Hebrews 12:2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Whew. Now, I could keep reading, but I'm going to skip ahead to some. I encourage you to read all of Hebrews 12. It's an amazing chapter. But that's, I want to just exhort you, don't grow weary. You know, in these tough times where our routines are disrupted, it's a moment to when our time is freed up or things are canceled and we have more free time than we had normally anticipated. Don't just veg out. Don't just binge on Netflix or whatever. You know, look to the Lord. Hey, it's fine to get some entertainment and to chill out a little bit, but go to the Lord and get strength from the Lord in these troubling times. And he will strengthen you if you go to him. He always does. He delights in us as his children coming to him and petitioning him, asking for his help, asking for his need. And he's given us his Holy Spirit. Is it not amazing? It amazes me. He has entrusted his Holy Spirit to be in us. We are sealed by his Spirit. We are our citizens in his kingdom if you've put your faith in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is there to counsel us, to comfort us, and to help us at all times, in all situations. And so often, as it says in James, right, 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will give generously. Well, I find that for me, I lack wisdom every day. You know, I need God's help every day. And see, when we're in a place of need, then that compels us to go to God to ask for help. And that, so being in a place of need is a good thing, right? Because then we go to the Lord for help, and he will help us. He'll prove himself over and over that he's able, that he's willing, that he loves us. And that gives us the incentive to share these testimonies, to share the gospel, the good news, and to share our personal testimonies of what the Lord is doing in us. So back to Hebrews 12, I wanted to jump up, right? Well, you know, actually, I was going to skip up, but I'll just keep reading. So I finished Hebrews 12:3, and I'll keep reading Hebrews 12:4 and following. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. That's in Hebrews chapter 12, 5 and 6, and that's a word from the Old Testament in Proverbs chapter 3, 11 and 12. And then it continues in verse 7 in Hebrews 12. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we all had human fathers who disciplined us and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Hallelujah. So is it possible that in this time of, this shifting economy going downward and things closing and people panicking, that as a child of God, is it possible? I believe it is, that this can be a form of discipline. God is pruning us. He's disciplining us that for our good, and that we may bear a harvest of righteousness, and that he may work out areas of our life that are not bearing fruit for his glory, that are not part of his plan. And he may polish us and perfect us in the areas he's called us to, that we may share in his holiness. So embrace this time, embrace the discipline. If, you know, receive it that way. And it's because God loves us that he disciplines us, as the scripture says. Okay, and I wanted to go forward in Hebrews 12, and this will be my closing exhortation, then I want to pray with you. And it says this, right? So going forth up to verse number 24, and this is middle verse, but it says this, right? We've come to Jesus, right? Okay, you've come to God. Okay, I'll go back to verse 23, right? To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, you have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Whew, hallelujah. Whew, see to it, verse 25, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we live if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. That's the last verse of Hebrews 12. That's verse 29. So God will shake everything that can be shaken. So only the things that cannot be shaken, that is God himself, will remain. So then everything that remains will be built upon God. So God shakes our lives from time to time. So those things that aren't of him will be shaken off of us. So those things that are of him will remain, and we can go forth confidently. So, hey, I pray. Let's pray. Let's close in prayer. And I want to, you to encourage you to pray with me. Fix your eyes on the Lord right now. And come into a spirit of agreement with his word and pray and trust the Lord for his discipline and his pruning. Father God, we thank you that you are sovereign, that you never leave us and forsake us. We invite your pruning in our life because we know that you say you prune us that we'll be even more fruitful. We invite your discipline because you discipline those you love. Lord, we invite your shaking in our life. Lord, shake off the things in our life that is not of you. Things we may have invested our time in that you did not want us to. Lord, convict us and show us those things that we can break ties with them and we can focus in our time and energy on what you've called us to and into relationship with you and others, Lord God, into your word, into creativity, into content creation that leads people to Christ Jesus and salvation. Lord, we trust you. We thank you for your hand upon our nation and that you want people to come to know you. We pray that in the midst of this worldwide pandemic, in the midst of suffering and people responding in their strength, that you will raise up leaders to call people to holy fast and to call upon the name of the Lord. For, Lord, you can shut down this virus. You can make it disappear in a second, Lord God. But also, Lord, you know that as David said, it was good that he was afflicted, for it caused him to seek your face, Lord. So in these midst of these times, a lot of times you allow them, Lord, not that you want people to suffer, but you want people to come to know you. And so we pray that you would put a spirit of repentance and revival over our land. And Lord God, let many salvations be risen up out of this. Lord, let people in the disruption of their normal routines contemplate the deeper things, the eternal things, and turn to you. Lord, let those who do know you not become weary, not be discouraged, but to rejoice in you and in your salvation, Lord God. So we pray on the other side of this pandemic, Lord God, that America will come out stronger, that there will be revival in the land. We pray for our leaders. We pray for President Trump, Lord God. Regardless of his flaws, we all have flaws, Lord God. We pray that you would give him wisdom from heaven, that he would not be he would not be pressured by evil men to do unwise things that will hurt people. But we ask that you would give him deep conviction to do things that will truly help people, not just appease special interest groups, but truly will help our nation recover, not only economically, but also spiritually, Lord. We trust you. We love you, Lord. And we ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Eric. And, you know, like you're right, you know, throughout these tough times, seek the Lord, you know, and it's also trials for people to get back with God. I think that's one of the reasons for this, you know, for this past couple of weeks and further on, and we pray that things will get better. You know, I've been hearing a lot of prophecy words that this is not it. This is not the end of the world, but it could be a preview of what's to come. So, and like I said, guys, if you have any prayer requests, any praise reports, you can leave a message on Twitter, leave a message on our Facebook page, the Insta Bible app, and just whatever you feel. If you have any questions, you know, message us, reach us out.
Amen.
Eric Olson,
yeah, you could, yes.
What is the best way to reach you online or just in general?
Yeah. You know, if any words of encouragement, prayer requests, you know, eric@jmtd.biz. That's my email. And then also we have a Facebook page for our ministry. It's just facebook.com/jmcd.biz. And that's an Instagram handle we have as well. We've been going through a season where the Lord is realigning us, my wife and stuff, and he's getting us into position where we're going to be launching afresh with consistent content creation, and where we'll be putting more apparel, more content out there that's edifying and inspiring and points to always the JMTD, which stands for Jesus Makes a Difference. So, but at this point, yeah, the best way to reach me would be to email me, and I will be sure to respond.
And of course, you can reach us at instabibleapp.com, instabibleapp.com, or on Twitter, instabibleapp1. On Twitter, instabibleapp1. And if you search on Facebook, go look for the Instabible app Facebook page, hit like. And if you're on iTunes, please subscribe and rate and review this podcast. It will help us out tremendously in the rankings. Well, Eric, this is my last podcast of the day. One other guy was, contacted me for another sports cast, but I think I'm podcast out. I think I've done around close to 10 this week. So, but
wow.
I cannot be more grateful to top it off with you and your devotional.
Oh, brother, it's an honor. It's always an honor. Thank you so much, Santiago. I love you, brother.
Eric Olson, God bless, and I'll see you next time.
See you next time.